Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
Time.
Somebody keep telling me no. Hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
wonderful, Sam Cooke. I think we had a double play. All right, but I thank you for tuning into the program today, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio and Cosmic Philosopher. My name is Kamal Zed, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Manipulation. And it is such a nice thing to be here again, and it's worth the while to enjoy the time that we have. I must take the moment seriously in the consciousness that recognized the amount of people born a baby and developed into an adult person. Having children to, you know, in general, we say, have a family and grow children. And as someone who lived past 70 years of age, I have a good hindsight view of how it goes with people who live to see my age and older, what experience it is. And only we who live to see this time, the passage of time, and the many things that we people do, and find out that whatever age you live to and you die, that's it. So what is my thing that I'm most concerned about? I have concern about the actual time that we spend alive. And that is one of the issue that I think about. And that's not the first issue that I think about. I think about the actual process of conception of a child. You know, what is done to bring a child into the world. That's very, very important element of the process. And to maintain good health, grow up into an adult and have a family and go through the entire process of an adult life with a family, married and have children, you know, provide for the family and so forth. Now, the next point is accountability. Is what is provided in this world, oriented into who we are. Gosh, when you touch that, that's a very, very, very serious issue. So I'll give you the number to call me, and we can talk about these kind of issues, all these kind of issues that mean something. But to go about and make trouble and live a vain life, stupid, that's not the way life is to be enjoyed. We come here to have knowledge of the world that we live in. And, of course, I'm not talking about the alligators and the lions and those animals out there. I'm talking about civilized human beings. And I'm not talking about humankind that come from ape-like origin. Not talking to them either. And anywhere we see those uncivilized people, we need to quarantine them. White people must be quarantined because they don't serve none of the civilized elements that civilization need. It's not a joke. And you may wonder why I am saying that and why I get in a rage as soon as I touch that. Because I look at the white people and who is recognized today as government rulers and the rest of the crooks, them that are, you know, around to swallow down all the criminal confiscated stuff that they are around enjoying, right? And what is known of them in history. I have absolutely nothing inside of me now in my conscience that appeals to white people. When indeed you're seeing them and they are pretending that they have laws that you must live by. What is pitiful about this is that there's hardly any African people from east to west who really understand what is going on. Well, I found out. I found out what's going on. Because now I can see my ears when my narrow attention and sense of appeal to anything began at age 7 when I wanted to be a part of the church. And oh, for at least a half a century. That's where my interest was. Okay? A lot of things have happened. And it is a lamentation that so many African people have not a clue, just like I didn't, about the knowledge that we are to have about ourselves in the world. That our parents, let's say, they were not in reach of the knowledge. They didn't know to seek the knowledge. So they, you know, just born and grow up into adult and have some children too and just follow that course. And like, it doesn't matter that our foreparents, not too long ago, go through like almost 200 years in Jamaica of slavery. And they had no consciousness of what happened in slavery in Jamaica. They may hear something said about it, but they did not get exposed to where they felt it incumbent to spread the knowledge of what happened before our time. We don't hear now because they were brainwashed into normalizing slavery as just a part of life. It's all right. Okay? Now, I come up and, of course, did not read beyond fourth grade level. That is reflective of how the system does not yesterday or today concern itself when it comes to leadership, political leadership, to educate its people. If you are to be a cohesive and a strong, healthy, loving, respectful, orderly society ruled by the righteous laws of kings. That's what is in the world. It's a textbook. Anywhere you see white people, you have a right, whenever it is possible, to tell the truth about authoritative, certified world history. They don't belong among African people. And besides, it's not as simple as they don't belong among on African territory and African people. It's a matter that they are not coming from a civilized origin. Criminal interbreeding with outside, including us, species that make them talk. They have something inside of them that should not be inside of them. And it's the reason why they find a way to push us aside long before somebody like me is conscious of what happened to my parents and foreparents. I didn't know when I was being a part of the church at 7 years years old. Why do they want me into a church establishment when I'm 7 years old? When not even my parents were able to tell me, explain in a way that I should understand something to relate to my children or friends what had happened. At least if their parents didn't tell them and my parents tell me something, I can say what they told me. But not even that. Not even that. I don't see the African species, the ethnic African people, civilized people, the first civilized, anatomic, wise human being. I don't see us spending eternity with white people pulling off a scam on us. We are not Jacob and Esau. We are brand new life that come into the world. Whatever they are talking about happened to, Jacob and Esau, stolen birthright. We are not them. Jacob and Esau existed, then that experience is not something that ride on to our backs because we have endured a lot of problems, I suspect, from a mentality that believes in a Jacob and Esau and birthright. Why is that story in the Bible? I don't even have any confidence in that story. Okay? Hold fast to what I have as evidence right now. White people, in World History Textbook, they come from the first hominid. That's what it says. And there's nobody else to take their place. Only them. Only their ancestry began life. 3 to 400 million. 3 to 4 million. not Andre. Excuse me for saying that. Right? Only white people. I'm serious about this. Only the white people are first ancestors began life 3 to 4 million years ago. In the world, it's a textbook. I read it here all the time. Do you know about that? That white people, first human ancestors, they were the first human ancestors. But what kind of human they were? They were the first primitive humankind. They were not created by the Elohim gods. Neither were they created by a Bible spirit God. None of that is true. But way back in time, quite a few hundred thousand years ago, things happened that once they were able to get past the Homo sapien Neanderthals, because Neanderthals come from Homo sapien. Neanderthals don't come from the same species, which means blood. Hominid, the white people we know today of Europe, come from that specific lineage of species. That's where they come from. You know how long it took me to find that out? It's not that the record wasn't here and available, that I could have and read it long time ago. No. But it's just like we were never told how the gods went into the southern tip of South Africa and start and establish their civilization over there many thousands of years before they created us hybrid with their blood and the Homo sapiens blood, that today we are not the same like Neanderthals. And what makes the difference? Because two subgroups came out of the Homo sapiens. Two subgroups. Probably never read that. And I have to tell you, I never read it for a century of my life either. I don't hear anybody talk about that. Why? Something so germane? Something that is so intrinsic with our existence? You mean we don't know that? Okay, but I'm telling you now what happened in the past so long ago that we don't have a clue. Not from this corner or from that corner or the other corner of the world. We don't have a clue. And the only reason why we don't have a clue is because these white people jumped the fence and begin to like fucking off Neanderthals and eventually the African hybrid people. Now, whilst they interbreed with the Neanderthals that came from Homo sapiens, they remain Neanderthals. Homo sapiens, Homo sapiens. They did not become Homo sapiens sapiens. Why? Why did Neanderthals did not become Homo sapiens sapiens? And you probably don't have a clue about that, but I'm not talking about it like, oh, I am a know-it-all. No, I'm telling you because, you know, after, you know, half a century, you know, me in the church, nobody tell me about it. And when it just happened to be that something happened, why I started to read the World History Textbook. So look at it with me. I don't think my story and experience with this require anyone to blame me or to say I am like this and I'm like that, because looking at the story, a reasonable person would agree that I have a right to be angry for as long as I want to. Because half a century, you cannot regain in the knowledge you had to be given from the dawn of your childhood until, you know, you're coming towards, you know, the early teenage. But the years of, you know, the formative years of your life, long gone. And your head, your system is full up of all the garbage not supposed to be in your mind or in your feelings. They're in you now because of these white people, what they did. I bet you, when you look at the story, you are compelled to admit being for what they did, the world would not be in the shape it's in today. We don't have any right to behave like nothing don't happen. African people do not. It is incumbent on us to go out and fight war. No. We are far away from that. And why the negligence of us to not do anything when we are brought the light to see what has transpired upon this planet and we fail to do so? Forget it. The world is set up by the Bible for people to read and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who set that up? That when I was born in Jamaica, I see the churches all around. And then we go to a place they call the convention, where all the churches come once a year and bring in all the money that most of us that contribute the money to the church, where once a year they collect up all of those monies. They have all kind of system in the church that collects money faithfully. Every meeting that they hold, they look forward to your little pennies, your threepence, you know, and the sixpences, you see, and the 1 shillings until, you know, you are, what, 50 cents or a dollar, you know. Yeah, everybody come in and drop, because it is for the Lord. We bring these little coins for the, in the name of the Lord, to give it to the Lord. The Lord want anything? And useless anybody said the Lord no want anything. No, because he say that's the way the Lord works through his people. Listen to me. None of those things are true. None of those things are true. Of the service I went to when I migrated to the United to America. It's not United States. It's America or Amerigo, whatever it was. But none of the names that these sodomites give to our place, we should accept. We ought not to accept it. And you may be afraid of the law, A.D. and Adamani law that they have. The A.D. and Adamani law that they have governing us, it's worse than the dung in the sour. You see what I mean? A.D. and Adamani in the year of our Lord, it is worse than the sewer. Because it's just not true. There is government in the world long before these ape-like descendants of hominids, before they interbreed. There was civilization on the earth. Before they interbreed and lose their ape-like composure of humanity, the first humanity. You see, they purchased when they interbreed with the Neanderthals. You see, going through the Neanderthals caused them to lose their shape. Causes them to lose their shape, you see. Of apes. It is a fact. It is the fact. You see? I didn't know anything about the stuff I'm talking about here today. From a child up to over half a century. I did not have a clue about this. When I'm talking about it right now, I hope the good lords, the gods who came and done strange things on this planet. We are not like white people, you know, who can afford the weapons that we build. Whatever way that we can use metal or bronze, it wasn't these white people. We must make it known. Because it's a different thing when we cannot read and we don't know where to find information. But if you are like me, who are not like me, I'm talking about at the bottom level of reading. If you can read any little at all, fourth grade level, whichever level that you can read on and make out something. You can read to find out something. I mean, I used to read fourth grade level until I was 27 years of age. And at that time, I considered to go back to adult school so I could read more. I didn't have no real objective or any plan. But I just thought, I am without the capability of understanding important issues that go on into the world. I just thought that it was just right for me to be able to read and know some things. You see what I mean? And possibly to make life more easier for me. So what I'm trying to tell you, what has happened into the world that we should know and we don't know? Well, the people who can read and don't see a reason, like you're reading the Bible. Bible is regarded as the word of God. That's what I used to think. See, a blind man, you can tell to keep on going when there is danger in the road. He won't know. And if he has an indicator, something is in the way, like with the reach of his walking stick, he can feel around and know where, you know, what to avoid things close to him. But if something is moving, is like if he want to cross the street, you know, if you tell him to cross the street now and something is coming, he won't know the difference. He won't know. So he'll go into danger. All right. So is when we cannot read to know. You see? Except that, you know, it's not a car or something like that coming. It's ignorance coming into our brain when we can't read and somebody is telling you to believe. To believe this, believe that. And you have two eyes that you're looking and you even see them. You read the Psalms and the Psalm sounds good and everything. You know, Romans and, you know, and the Epistle of Paul. I used to, when I was very young coming up in the church, when I get up to the awareness of who Jesus is as a character, I'm still looking at it under my fourth level reading, okay? The character of Jesus, I love the character of Jesus. Because for one thing, I never find no fault with Jesus, the character that we read about. You see, and I didn't understand enough to take from the information placing Jesus with 12 men, with like two or three of them were special to Jesus. They lean on his breast. I wasn't mature enough to see nothing wrong with that. So therefore, the Bible was 100% okay with me. You see what I mean? Clearly, it was okay with me. Yes, it was okay with me. So, blind, psychologically blind, though you can read, though you go, I'm warning you, I'm telling you, though you have a university education, you will think you have the highest learning and there is no higher learning to go. But there is something about reading that I discover with my over the fourth grade level, and not just because I start to read over the fourth grade level and understand a few, you know, better issues. It is because of the way my mind and things I ponder that nobody don't talk to me about those things. But I tell you what, it's different about my species to various degrees. All of us exercise self-taught. Some of us, like I say, it's very, but produces the same kind of proclivity we do. And in my case, like someone said to me, but like how great it is for me to start reading and begin to like teach myself certain things. I mean, like in an unlimited capacity compared to what other people know. I get to see things by reading words and studying their definitions and the application to any issue in the context that they arrive. I get to learn things like as though, you know, I went to a class and go take, you know, some lessons. But things just get realized in my mind as I look at something and see possibility into what I look at and realize, whereas somebody will never see that, and if they see something, they don't see as much as what I can behave myself. I can conduct things in more peculiar ways, you know. All right, it's the psychological part of us that if you don't put intoxication into your system, if you don't abridge the way your mind is supposed to work for you, you'll be surprised. If you become really conscious of seeing better things, especially when you're interacting with words, you know, words are more than what we think they are, really. We may know that words are good, but I mean, I don't see the world society respect words the way they are to be esteemed and used. Because if I should ask you about the difference, write me two annotations, all right, And you probably should be able to do this exercise. Write an annotation. And on the left, and there's a reason why I'm saying on the left, I'm placing more significance on the left, opposed to what we think is on the right-hand side. All right? On the left-hand side is much more powerful for a biological reason, because the left side of your head and your body possess a lot more psychological and biological force than on the right side. So if you were to like get to insured your left side from the head right down to your left foot, you know, you got to pay more money to insure that side of your body. Okay. So what I'm saying to you is that I come to see things in words that drives a lot of people curious, because they don't teach you that, what I learned. And I don't learn them in the reading class when I went to adult school. It's not something I learned by the school. It's by what I was learning, but it's not like a teacher would address something like that and tell me what I found about the handling of words, that maybe if I tell you, it's like, give it a title, you know, like you'd give a book a title, but I don't have no book with no title with it. It's all in my head. I title this word usage word science process, because unlike what I grow up and understand to be the common use of words, it goes far beyond that. I mean, much more complex and particular knowledge that we need to know, because there's no way you can apply what I found out about the use of words and that, oh, it's not like you just do it sometimes. No, it's a way that your mind must be affected and you carry it around in your consciousness, that anytime you're going to talk, you apply that principle becomes like a everyday thing for you. You must apply those principles. Okay? Because a lot of people tell me I am wrong a lot of times when they are faced with what I present, they cannot prove that I am wrong, because I'm not wrong. It's not like I doctor up a word to please myself. Not at all. But words carry timing, just like you're playing music on a piano or an instrument, and you can't play and make music without timing. Well, words, when you use words, it consists of those elements, time and space. Words carry those kind of effects that we are using. And as far as I'm concerned, whenever we may apply it, because we can't live without some kind of a time, maybe this functional timing and some are not. But the kind of timing that we apply to words when we don't know what I am talking about is because they are built into words. So you can use them automatically, naturally. And you didn't know that you were applying timing to the word. You will even tell the person, all right, you have 2 days to do it. It's timing, putting into what you say.
And when you specify that, okay, you only have 2 days or 5 days, it's timing. You put in the word that you use. Now, how many times you do that and you never think about what I am saying? It means that what I'm saying is true, and that I have not taken anything that is dysfunctional kind of thinking to do what I am talking about. I'm talking foolishness, you would think. No, but I'm demonstrating to you that timing is in words that we don't recognize. We approach the concept the right way. We wouldn't just do random timing when we talk. We would know exactly from a different perspective the kind of timing we give to word and space that we give to word. You apply it because you know when it's time, you have a right to apply it. The context and the connotation that you're dealing with in any issue. Because it don't work one way all the time. You know, it's like you can play 100 or million tunes to G chord. It may not, you know, be appropriate to, you know, to play all tunes because different tunes require a certain type of level of vocal, you know, tone. So you have to know, you know, when, okay, you play in B flat, you know, you come G sharp or something like that. You have to know. What I am trying to say to you is that it is because of the slackness of word usage why the African people are in the state they are in. And looking at it, the usage of word from way back in time, 100,000 years ago, because African people begin to talk. Let's say like, you know, like 6 months or up to a year, 9 months, you start to talk. You know, mama, papa, and, you know, some start to sound certain words. And so what I am saying is that we began to talk very early, right? And by the time you turn 17, 18, you like can be a parent, right? Well, we are talking by natural causes because we, the Homo sapien didn't talk, and they come from the Neanderthals. No, go first with the parent, Homo sapiens, the parent, our first ancestor. Not hominid. We don't come from hominid, right? We don't have hominid ancestors. In the world, it's a textbook, and it doesn't matter what these white people are saying or feeling or doing. They lop their tail and go back to Europe because there's nothing in the world, it's a textbook, that says black people were apes. But it come out raw, raw in the world history textbook. Okay? That white people are coming from ape-like humanoid. That's where they're coming from. Hominid. So, clearly, no species that is a mute species will ever talk. We don't see that in history. So hominid from way back in 3.5 or 4 million years ago, they were not destined by nature to speak. And we don't see none of them speak. So when they began to evolve in Africa for the first 2 million years. You know, that's a long time. Hello? That's a very long time. Why nobody ain't calling me? I didn't give them the number. Okay, it's 347-850-1358. Hey, people are not talking to me. It's not because I have done them anything. And if they even don't like what I'm saying, I don't get personal with anybody for them to like run away from me. But it is what I see in words and what caused us to be in the shape we are in. And why a lot of us feel like we are above knowing what to do to get out of this system. I mean, all that our people of Marcus Garvey and all these, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, Farrakhan, and all of these noble or well-respected black people been talking a lot of trash. And although you will give them holiday as honor for their effort, but they were talking a lot of trash. It's not that they didn't talk some things that are, you know, are in support of African plight. But they don't go to Europe. They don't go, you know, like form a delegation, if that's what they are, if they see anything worthwhile to defend our rights, because we have governmental rights that they cannot come and usurp. Now, at least be saying the good thing, even if you are not, you know, putting a lot of force behind what you say, but at least represent it, because somebody is going to like adopt the force that belongs to what? To the truth. So if you're talking the truth and you know have no force behind it, there has to be a reason why. You know, your life may not be right. You're a bad messenger. So there's no force in what you say. Somebody look at you as a hypocrite. Talk something good, but you're full liquor and wine and stuff like that. So the case is, these guys have been talking, but they're in the church. And it is alarming to me to see that in Africa, it appears like most Africans turn Christians. They don't know yet that Christianity start by the white faggot, hominid white people them. And the Arabs, they turn Islam. They don't know that Islam is a homosexual establishment. They don't know that. They just don't know. Because guess what? This, what they have done that affects us. You have, let's say, 2,600 years passed. So that means we don't get no information that come across directly in our posterity since 2,600 years ago. So they start to cook in us from, remember, 100,000 years. This is where the history chronicle this. They started to interbreed with our people gradually, since 100,000 years ago, when some of us began to migrate out of Africa to other places on the planet. So that, I think most people understand that many of our African people immigrate from Africa to other parts outside of Africa. Well, it's that time that these European hominid started to interbreed with with the hybrid people, because we were created hybrid, talking. Remember? These guys don't talk. 2 million years, they don't talk. And when they leave from Africa, at the point, they were 2 million years in existence. They go up into Europe and Asia. 1.5 million years ago. They still don't talk. But they were raising children who will never talk. So the fact that they spent 1.3 million years in Europe, that make it 3.5 million years, and may even go over more than 2 million years that they spend before they go up into Europe. So let's stick with the 3.5 million years that would be put us where we are today. 2 million years before, then 1.5 million years after that they spent in Europe. And the history book shows that after they interbreed with the Neanderthals, they could make stone tools. Like the earlier ancestors, only that they may have improved making the stone tools, but they're still on the same material. They don't have civilized knowledge to reason or do anything, these white people that we have here. Now, it's not fair to the African people to be stung by these, idiotic hominid Homo erectus. We are not to suffer at their hands. No. When our people go lay down with them, pardonable sin, we must defend ourselves. And especially that we were not back there when they were doing it, but we are suffering from it intrinsically until we take a stand and reverse the process. We have not been doing anything to reverse the process. And we are like, helpless. We remain helpless. And reading and understand words and authority on planet Earth is what we're lacking. So when we allow these white people to set up university and all this kind of stuff and make it seem like, oh, they always have wealth and stuff like that, we are going down the losing street, because none of those things are true. And what we become exposed to over time, they are smart enough after they interbreed. And so remember what I'm telling you. The white people went into Europe. They couldn't make anything civilized. They can make stone tools, but they have not established any operation that calls for knowing numbers and letters. That's a fact. Now, do you think that we must succumb to these folks? Do you think so? Besides, we have almost a dozen different ethnic groups, hybrid, that are talking hybrid people, Homo sapiens sapiens, Chinese, Indians, the whole lock, stock, barrel of them. And we give up the world to these sodomites who leave their species to interbreed with Homo sapiens species? And not the Neanderthal make them talk, but it's the second is the second two groups they call them
I'll tell you exactly, because sometimes now I realize they come to me easily and other times take a while. And when I want to tell you exactly, I'm running out of exactness, right? So I want to tell you that
chronologically, the way the history is set up, in the authority book. These white people don't care about authority in the world history textbook because they're honest fuckers. They don't care about civilized doing things. But whatever please them and let them get by, they stick the principle there. But when it comes to principle that protects the African people, they don't give a damn about that. White people don't care. And look, you can't hold them guilty. You must strip them of that power. You must strip them of that power because they will never give up that power. They don't know any better. They fuck dogs and everything like that. Yet still they fly planes. They make all kind of stuff. So how do you get that? How do you cut that? How complex do you think it is to get out of this situation? Who they are that represents legitimate power or illegitimate power? Which one do they represent? When they cross their species and come over into a different species and create all kind of dilemma in their own brain. And then give us a neutral position against them, that they must do all the evils and get all what they want, and we don't. I hope you're listening to what I'm saying. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how long that they begin to chase us down. The history book hold everything in place. Right? It hold everything in place. So when black people out there dancing reggae music and doing all kind of running down skirts and stuff like that, that is not going to change anything for us. Okay? Because that is what they set us up to do. Chase skirts and now get adjusted to fucking ass. That's what these white people set us up to do. With all the church that you see them have and stuff like that. And dressing up like they are sodomite, that they are natural people. That's what they spend the time doing. Shifting themselves from looking like ape-like hominid. Okay? That's what they've been doing. From they step out of their species and begin to come juke up, you know, Homo sapien Neanderthals, and from the interbreed with the Neanderthals, they don't look ugly like apes. That's what happens. Look at the picture that they depict in the World History textbook of their early hominid looks. It's written in the book. Okay? It's written in the book. Hominids, humans and other creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. It is stated here, the heading, from humanids, which means the earliest stages of human development, you know. It shows you. It doesn't matter what these guys might try to doctor up this thing into the book, but it brings out clarity anyway, but they're trying their best to twist that we don't understand it. That done with. How do archaeologists and anthropologists determine the ages of fossil and artifacts? Right? Out of what they do as experts brings us the result, what I am reading to you right now. Okay? Although A.D. and Adamani, that they call modern science, which to civilized people, you don't regard them as civilized science. Okay? Them as sodomite. And it is because Africa removed the African government rule, move out of the way and hand it over to them. If I have time, I would tell you. But it is very clear in the history what happened when Africa moved out of the way and caused these white people to begin to do, to overthrow our king and make any kind of provision that benefits them to do so, even when it was not approved of by kingship government that was set up by the solar calendar, the sun calendar, the first calendar that brought forth civilized human and their way of life from the gods. So we are going off authority here, not what these faggot white people make up and say is A.D. and Adamani law, and you don't have an authentic government foundation for A.D. and Adamani. There's just nothing there. Okay? So if you think it's hard for them to give up what they have, they don't have anything. That's as easy as it is. White people don't have any government when it comes to African territories. They have nothing, never ever. Because who set up government on earth is not them. Read where they started human life and where they are today and what got them where they are today. Although these faggots that they call modern science has given us more precise methods for examining the prehistory of humankind. Now, they are saying this homosexual people who just begin to talk by being criminal and being confused and dissatisfied with their own self. They are saying now that the early stage of development that start before them start talk, before they can talk, they are saying, although modern science, mean what these homosexuals say is science and not the science that exists by the gods and the government by the God. If you don't know what you're reading here, you don't go nowhere with these white people. Because from they talk about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, and none of that, you can't even put on cow foot, okay? Or horse's shoes, you know? This is what they're telling us, and we sit down with it like we don't know what they're saying, right? And all they do is just know that all of their sodomite madness is what they're writing, and like the Bible. I mean, if you don't start to cry that you believe in Adam and Eve in a garden when that don't have nothing to do with the history, they use history to make up Bible, right? But what did they put that makes sense in there? None of what they have in the Bible makes sense about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve don't pertain to white people. Abraham not pertain to white people. Yeah, they can let them take the spirit God that they say in the Bible. Someplace God is not a spirit because they show him coming down as a physical thing and talk to mankind. Right? Ghosts don't talk to people. Ghosts will scare you, but they don't come and do business with you. Right? So what I'm trying to say to you is something serious. It is something that is exploding right now because there are people on this planet that once they can see exactly what has transpired and what cannot continue to continue to function, what cannot continue to function, these white people will have nothing at all to hang their hat on. I'm talking about their ruling. Because the way they come to be ruling is simply because something go wrong. And whereas they have some common sense and use their common sense to do something that is not going to foster civilization, it is fostering them dragging down the African people to be sodomites. Fucking ass. That's what they are working on right now. You just can't see nothing else they have in mind but that. How many African people they kill? I mean, from all the different ethnicities, Chinese, Indians, and stuff like that. How many they kill? They were not supposed to kill no one, not even themselves. But what do they begin to do? They're doing it not when they were Homo sapiens. I always begin to like buck my toe and when I'm telling you this. I meant to say to you, over the past 3.5 million years that these white people exist by their ancestors, they have not shown anything that they spoke or that they used to invade anything or anyone. No, they were like useless to themselves. Moreover, to do anything against others. No, there was no account of that because there was no civility. When there were, not even the gods did not come to earth. So, civilized mankind was never around. 200,000 years ago, this world history textbook tells us that we were created by the gods in the southern tip of South Africa. That's where we are coming from. After 100,000 years, we were migrating out of Africa. Okay? We are Homo sapiens sapiens, the hybrid, not the Neanderthals that are just still Homo sapiens. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, what these white people did with the interbreeding, they were not able to do anything as long as they remain 100% Homo erectus. They couldn't because their brain only allowed them to make, stone tool to hunt food for food. You see what I mean? That's all they could do, light a fire. They had no civilized knowledge to do useful things like make iron, make bronze. They didn't have no sense to do that. And they would want to tell you that they stopped using stone tools 5,000 years before the Bronze Age coming. These are the kind of just uncivilized, unlawful things that they're writing for us to accept it. They don't realize that the more they do it, on the day of their final judgment, they have nothing. Nothing. Not like now they think they have everything going for them, but when they become fully conscious that, oh, they become extinct. Okay? They become extinct. Not even archaic, but extinct. These white people, because the reason why they are around is because they interbreed with Homo sapien. You see? The Homo sapien that we're talking about is the Neanderthals. We are Homo sapiens sapiens because we are mixture of blood with the Elohims. Not the Elohims, but the Elohim, the Anunnakis. That's the blood that we have mixed with Homo sapiens. Right? So, that's what makes the difference between civilized human being and uncivilized human being. And this is the evidence that white people are not Homo sapiens sapiens. And what are they? They call themselves Yamnaya culture. Where Yamnaya culture come from? It come from the crossbreeding. So, like I said to you, they don't look like apes anymore because they interbreed with the Neanderthals, and that's where they have lost their ape-like face and other place on themselves. Look at them now, and I'm looking at them and saying, wow, that's like looking at Michelle Obama. She hardly look like a man, but she's darn a man, talking about she has miscarriage. Where is the date for your two daughters? Where is the date fit in with her relationship and Barack Obama? Where those two daughters fit? Where she have those children at? And people are taking these sodomite white people and make them rule the world that was set and running over thousands and thousands of years. They come here now with their interbreeding mad fucking dog and all kind of animal self, and talk about the ruling with AB and Adamani. They come with all of these type of stuff, like democracy. Come on, why don't you ask me what is the democracy if you don't know? I'll tell you. And who invented it? I'll tell you. Kleistein in Greece is a sodomite that invented it. Cicero is a politician, written in the World History textbook. Cicero is a politician, is a sodomite politician that, remember, they started their thing from AD 509. So they have things set up long time to take over rule, from the African people. And these are people are full of too much trouble and lack of sense of danger. They don't know what to do from what not to do. Okay? But they get so darn dangerous and poisonous and destructive that we don't get any developed African to seize control from them. You see what I mean? And not to have bombs and guns and stuff like that, but where the truth lies, that's where the power is. And it's the one who understands history the best, that's the one who's going to rule. Because there are too many dynamic forces that support what the gods have done. But when we begin to follow sodomites, there is nothing out there to protect us beside the truth. And when we fail to execute the truth, then that's when evil begin to rule. And this is what is going on. All right. I am here talking this stuff here now, right? I'm not afraid of these fucking asswipe people, them and what they say they make out there as government. Because I read and know that they don't have no government whatsoever. Okay? They can't come in front of me and tell me that. Because they'll have to prove it. And they don't know to open up any door to let themselves in. Because there is no door open. The truth exclude them. They are not civilized. They are coming from, 3.5 or 4 million years ago. And today is interbreed them, interbreed that make them start to talk and have reason and look like them a human for real. That's all there is to it. There are so many things that are, you know, tilt over on the side that is not working in this world. And we are not supposed to accept them doing it, right? Because no matter what you see them doing, that may look like it's good, but look, they have all the churches out there that is all mockery to the African and the, what the gods have done on the earth. The church, and they, you know, and you can see what these people do. They come into your territory and tell you, you don't belong here, they belong here, and threaten and kill you and do all of these stuff, and they still have the law there to kill you right now. Right now. King that, you know, people would normally come in and sit in. They don't bother coming and sitting no more. Because what? They are afraid. Why I'm no longer on Facebook? Why I'm no longer on YouTube and LinkedIn and stuff like that? It's simply because what I am talking pushes them out like the jet stream. They don't belong among us. So they're going to egg on as long as they can. Well, those up there, you know, in the Kentucky, those that were up there, they couldn't stand up and fight for their stay, you know. And so it's going to go on until the last one of them cease to exist because they can't fight the tornado. You see? They can't fight down the truth. That they can't find a space to do these doggery stuff that they want to spread all over the world. They can't. And we possess more than what is able to send them running. It's to get out of their church because it has nothing to do with our history. It's not compatible to nothing that the gods set here and put in place. They're not thankful for anything that is provided for life. They are telling you they are the ones to get credit for what the gods provide for us. And that, as far as I'm concerned, is wrong until it stinks. Right? Stinks in this world is not, you know, when it comes to moral and respect for life and thing, and honor and glory to the gods. These white people don't care nothing about that because they're fucking stinking ass all the time. Okay? What they are doing is so unthinkable and, you know, not something that the African civilized people can entertain. We just cannot entertain that. But when are we going to stand up and say, no more church here? History don't give us church. Nothing about Jesus and A.D. Anadamani Kalinda. When we allow those things to come into our territory, it's time for the gods to just send a flood and strong wind and just blow us all away. Because we cannot afford to appreciate what they do. And it's only what they do count. These folks have been in Europe all of their life, until they decide that they're going to come and take away all what we have and say they are that power. No. No more of that. No more of that. Carry the church to Europe. Let them go shout, carry Christianity to Europe. And I'm not going to sit here and try to beg them to do it. I am warning the African people too. You follow these white people, and if you don't really die on your own before it happened, but you follow them, go to church, just like those about 9 or so black people this white dude kill in the church where you have Jesus protection that didn't show up anything. Okay? A man who listened to black people who they should be happy, he praising Jesus. No, he shoot them down. 9 of them dead and a whole bunch of them are injured. How to get out of this faggot character, Jesus? Jesus never protect them. And then after we disobey the order to not fuck with these dog fucking white hominid white people, them, you see what happened to us? You see what happened to the African people up till now? Yeah, you suck these white men behind and lick their felica too, because that's exactly what they are all about, and they laugh and grin about that. Because you don't have, they get a, they have all this water, take away everything that you have and leave you destitute. Read Deuteronomy 28, and you will see things there for you to learn, and not about Adam and Eve in a garden. Right? Look for the things in the Bible that guide you the right way, not those things. All right. So I'm telling you now, these white people among us destroy our civility. It is only in the mind of some people who refuse to follow these pig fucking ape fucking dog fucking white people and have them churches all around the place called Christian way of life, and black people think that they are Christians. Start to read properly, okay? If you start to read properly, you will find out that there is no Christianity in existence that is civilized, okay? So here, if you think, how many, last night I've seen an African girl in Africa go to some other country trying to learn a skill, but she's coming from Africa. Africa is not a place that should be sending their people to other little countries to go learn anything. But this is the case. And this African girl said, while at this place, there was a man who came up to a group of them and said, "What are you doing here?" And call them monkey. Call the Africans monkey and ask them, what are they doing there, like what they want there, and stuff like that. That's what the white people set up in the world. Destroy African identity and the power by which they live. So they make up the church. So even when they're doing all those things, we still believe in Jesus. What? We turn fool, see? Yes, that's what she says. They call her monkey. The reason why I'm telling you that, in the world history textbook, you see, it's the white people them turn us into such idiots. And all that we have as black men, especially, because we hardly can cite, women in the capacity that the men have been playing, like the Marcus Garvey and the rest of these other guys. I mean, I don't see no woman name calling there. Why only men going out there and talking for man thing that we know? right? I can call Marcus Garvey, I call even Muhammad Ali and Farrakhan and Farrakhan and Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his son and all that, and Jesse Jackson, you know, and a whole bunch of these guys, you know, black, it's not really black, you know, it's hybrid people, you know, they turned full, gone into Christianity. These guys come in and set up what they call educational system since they learned to read, you know, over the past 100,000 years. And actually learn. It's not a joke. It's actually recorded in the World History textbook. What they have done, I mean, from the interbreeding and begin, but they don't try to tell you about the interbreeding. They try to hush that because they don't want it to be known to the African world that how they began to talk. They try to hush that, but you can't hush that. You can only hush it to people who is not paying attention to what they're reading. But when we start to read, and then when we lose our fear of standing up for the truth, then they can't stand in your way then. Stand in your way. Okay? If they have bomb for fire, well, then can fire it then. Right? If that's what they can do. But it's come to a point now, if you're going to fire a bomb on me, what do you think I'm going to do? You think I'm going to run? Have a lawyer point a gun into my face, you know what? And I never felt like he was pointing a gun into my face. But I see him react to what I said, and he didn't like it. And he turned around and go in his drawer and pull out the gun and point it into my face and tell me to shut up. I didn't shut up at all. I found something to throw at him when he is talking about I'm to shut up. If he didn't mean to shoot me, he can't. And maybe even if he wanted to, he can't. But I can tell you that I am not going to duck from a bullet. Okay? Or any kind of a stuff that sneer. I mean, it got to take me out because I am not changing my mind. I'm not changing anything I'm doing. Because if I don't come after you, you don't come after me. Because the eternal force that I believe in, I'll trust, not you. And so, what I'm telling you is that white people are coming from apes. You African people, begin to read, and you will know, just like me. Nobody cannot tell me this, that I'm an ape. Because I tell you, what history book tell you that? That's what I'm going to ask. You see what I mean? And I tell you what, it won't be repeated. You see, if you catch somebody violating you like that and you ask them, all right, like you want to like capitulate, but you're just feigning. You want you want something to happen to them when you do like that because they think that you're submitting. You say, all right, will you please tell me what history textbook say that? We African people are apes. Now, you're asking for the education. They should be quick to tell you. No, they ain't going to tell you, though. They'll be running. So, here is a place that tells you two different places. Two different places in this World History textbook that tells you that white people are coming directly from apes. And it doesn't in any kind of way come close to saying that African hybrid people, Homo sapiens, come from any ape origin. No! 250,000 years ago, the first Homo sapien came about. 250,000 years ago. From when? Did the white people hominid came into existence? One is 3.5 million years ago. You see what I mean? And we only range, the Homo sapien range into 250,000 years ago. So there's a difference between them by wide, wide margin that you can't miss the difference. Okay? So this is who this second hominid came about, and they are called this. Their hominid ancestors make stone tools, okay? Now, this second Homo erectus group that they found, recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believed is from yet another form of hominid. They have called it Kenyanthropus, Plateyops, the flat face man of Kenya, and think that it is about 3.5 million years old. A second stage of early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. It's them. Right? The Kenyanthropus, Plateyops. It's them. Okay? It says, the flat-faced man of Kenya. That's who they are. The flat-faced man of Kenya. It's the white people. Unmistakably so. Who give them the authority to start calling African people, or what they call black people, ape? Who tell them, call your monkey? Who tell them that? No, nobody tell them that, but their psychopathic brain. Okay, and because we sit down and allow them to call us whatever they want to call us. No joke about that. See? You see what I mean? We allow these interbreeding Yamnaya culture, Europeans, the interbreed like the Obama and the Jussie and the rest of them that you see there, behave talking like they were born talking by nature. We are by nature, they are not. They interbreed wrongfully. They leave their species. They are no longer fully their sheep, their species, which is hominid, and evolved into Homo erectus. So we do not allow them to do that and come and take over what we have. You just don't. You see, because who has taken over the African people wealth and everything that they have are this generation of the interbreed over the past 100,000 years. They have the capacity to do a lot of things like the hybrid African people, Homo sapiens sapiens. They are not Homo sapiens sapiens. Who give them right to our legacy that the God gives to us, this thing that we have, and say it's theirs, right in our own, you know, on our own territory? If look, they need to be, you know what, driven out, because they don't worth the while even prosecuting them, because they don't. They these are dog fuckers. Send them all back where they come from. But we are establishing our kingship government, and who don't want it? Follow them, go up to Europe. Nobody can erase the God's kingship government. Nobody cannot do that. And if they think that they're bad, all right, wait until the gods decide to make another round of EF tornadoes, man. Because so far, none of them haven't put a jab or nothing like that to keep away the tornadoes. Wait until the next round, all right? And wait until one, you know, pass over St. Peter's Basilica. That's where I would really, really, I would be so enchanted by that to see, you know, one of those EF tornadoes touch down at St. Peter's Square, man. That's our place right there, okay? Because, you know, if they're waiting to see Sign and Wonders to run, well, they will see it. I'm very sure that better than what I can discern, the gods know better than I do. I just want to do the right thing. You see? And I'm doing the right thing the best I know it. So I'm telling you all of the tricks that they are working to make all these idiotic things normative and tell us, oh, you know, the natural man don't understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. Well, that's no more than telling me to fuck a dog is okay. You know, see? That's what these African people are about. When we think that they, you know, we go to church and go christen your baby and all this kind of stuff. So these are the things that they are telling you. And talk like, oh, they are the scientists now, modern scientists. What make them scientists is because they fuck dogs. You see, I'm coming into our territory like it's theirs. We know better than that now. You see? And if they don't decide to come out, all right. We know what is around the corner. Yes, so they are talking about they although modern science has given us more precise method. How can they give us more precise method? They're going up there up to Mars and going to the moonlight and get all blown out of the skies. They didn't know that. It is two very expensive spacecraft that they sent up there back in the 80s. Phobos 1 and Phobos 2. Phobos 1 didn't go nowhere before they lost it. And they sent up another one and they get shut down. So they realize, oh, they are running into serious more problem than they can handle. So you don't see them now going up to Mars. You don't see them going up to Mars. They're feigning and fooling the world population. That's what they're doing. But look, I'm telling you, you know, I don't want to see no more of these white people talking about the ruling around here. And those people who are out there with the ability to go and sit as king, you see, and employ, you know, the people who are elected and selected to work in a bicameral chamber, go and rule the world government, the kingship government. Go read your history and see what kingship is and how it's run. Instead of going out there about you trying to join this Congress that they have up there. I want a tornado to pass through the Congress there. Up there. You see what I mean? And then you're going to see more. So you're seeing the signs from like a distance off, but now it's going to get closer and closer. And then you will find out whether or not, you know, what I am saying is true, or should you read it in the book for yourself. So they're talking about they are modern science. That's the way these sodomites doctor up themselves. Since they can talk, you know, since they can talk, oh, they're better than the gods. Mm-hmm. So they're going to find out. So they said, they have better methods now for examining prehistory. Where they get our knowledge from? They stole it. You see, and now they come into the World History Book, I tell you like, oh, it's standard knowledge you're reading. That's not true. To tell us more precise method for examining the prehistory of mankind. How can they tell us scientifically, more exactly, what prehistory of mankind? To show you that, when I tell you that, we are not modern man, because I hear them talking about, you know, but they can understand prehistory better than before. We have history. We don't have no piece of science to tell us. We have history to tell us how we were created. It's not science. Look, archaeology, that. You see what I mean? So if you don't read and know what you're reading, these white, you know, dog-fucking white people will always be like they are this and they are that. Because all of the money they use and set up all kind of thing all around the world, you know, that's all you find is European something now. They're reading the weather and they talk about European model, you know, system. And, you know, they're fucking batty, white people here coming like they are the right human beings. And it's not true. Don't pass my gate with all these kind of a fucking nonsense. Okay? You see, there's a difference when lightning and thundering is going on. You know, everybody keep quiet and get out of the way, right? But I tell you what, when you can't get out of the way, will be something that you don't want to experience. I'm telling you all, and those of you who have a good sense and can discern and understand, remember, the time is coming. Day by day you live, and so much of your life is gone with the day. Okay? Don't fool around. It says, they can tell us much better today about prehistory humankind than we have ever had before. You hear that? Much of our understanding of early humans still depends on guesswork. You hear that? So the gods are not perfect at nothing. It's like they didn't do anything. What about the pyramids and all these other wonders that they have brought to earth as civilized work? No, you know, good. You see, these fucking white people, you hear me talking and passionate about it? Listen, I know so. For these fucking ass madness to just come in to the world the other day and step out of their species to interbreed, to found ability to talk as Yamnaya, sodomite culture. They're not numbered among the civilization of African people in the world history textbook. But here they come in writing in here and turning our history upside down. Given the rate of new discoveries, which means these sodomite white people attack now, the current theory of early human life might well be changed. You see, them have the right to make AD and Adamani fucking dog foolishness. Come remove our calendar and come in with dog calendar, moon calendar, AD and Adamani, Christ. And Christ don't exist nowhere. And we have all these educated Farrakhan, Martin Luther King, and all these people. All of these is information are sitting here. I never hear nobody read them. I don't hear nobody reading them and talking about them. You see, these people would be gone a long time if the Martin Luther King them had taken the book and read them, and they would have more than bombs going off if they did this. if they use the history, a little child shall lead them. These faggots, just as you see, they have the COVID virus. And I tell you, you need this vaccine and that vaccine and all that kind of thing. We're not supposed to have this kind of a madness in African territory. Moreover, to be talking about tell us what to take and what not to take. We never have these virus when they were not a part of our lives. We allow them to come in and take charge and say, you know, and say, we, you know, that's what we have to obey. No, no, drive them out. Our law in place. Okay, but they now, as long as they can fuck each other and come out, and they can arrest us and go to us anywhere they want to us. Well, you know, it's like, we really don't have anything. But that's not true. It's that you're gone on the wrong side of the fence. You won't read. You can't take a stand. So this is what they're telling, you know, and the more I read these things, is the more my eye open up to, oh, these faggot white people, where I come out from Homo erectus into Asia and into Europe almost 2 million years and couldn't talk. And it's their scam that they work, put them in the position that they are in, that them push Africa aside. We don't have no more political government to take care of our affairs and stuff like that, because they let these dog fucking white and sense, you know, people who don't have civilized senses taking over our world and our lives. I'm not John Allegro. I am none of those guys. I come out of the church. I grew up in the church and turned old man before I begin to read and find out the truth in time that I can share this with other people. Because iron sharpens iron, not stone sharpens stone. These faggots make stone tools. And they're behaving like, no, it's not us. It's them. Well, all right, let's go for it. I already proved that they come from Upper Europe. And they come out like, okay, because they can talk now, they can talk anything. And out-talk us. Oh, maybe that was at one stage of our lives, but not anymore. So bring any one of them, regardless of what part of government them hold, bring them come and talk to me. They can't talk to me because I'm on Twitter. They're not talking to me. Trump or no one of them, they will not respond to anything I say to them. You see, and the biggest lawyer that they have there, I think he worked with Trump, you know, they don't answer. When I ask them questions about the Constitution, they won't answer because, you know what, them a dumb dog. They cannot bark. Bring them the truth, they cannot bark. Ask them why they say that natural man cannot understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. Ask them that, they cannot answer you. Ask them what AD and Adamani is. They can't answer you either because those things don't hinge upon nothing civilized. And they have the entire world dragging behind them because nobody is willing to get up and show why they cannot rule here. You see, they and their military will disappear, you know, see it, because everything they have, they stole it. Every single thing. When I can say the truth, and the only thing they have done so far is cut off my mic. Cut off my mic. You know? And people don't get to hear what I'm saying. They're going to pay for all of that. And when they pay for that, they don't have no change coming back. You see what I mean? Because the power of the cosmos is, nobody at all that exists will stand in front of when the God is going to send a fierce wind and blow away the White House, or, you know, St. Petersburg, Cuba, where them have the so-called Catholic Pope. You know, when I get, blown away, you'll find out that, oh, this guy knew what he was saying. You see what I mean? They are not Romans. And there are videos posted that prove that they were never any Romans. And they don't, and the people them would come and try to defend being Romans. You know, all they talk about is that, oh, they were sheep. You know, them can't defend anything, you know. They only living off the fact that African people become afraid of them and won't do anything because of them have the portal to lock you up and all that kind of thing. They really don't have any power to lock you up. If they knew that you were coming to court and you were going to blast them into the abyss with the facts, they wouldn't do fool around you. They wouldn't. Because if you go in there and play the judge and the judge, you know, I mean, lap peel and can't say nothing, you know, catch him off guard, you know. Yeah, that's right. That's what is happening. We don't know. When we know, it's a different story. Now, we have time to reform ourselves. These fucking white people, they know what a clock has strike. They know when they hear something that they can't afford. They cannot fight what they are hearing and seeing. They will know when it's time to go. You see what I mean? If at all, that is the case, that it's going to happen. When they see it closing in on them, they know. They know as long as you're going to church and happy, that's all right. You know, nothing happening. So now I'm telling you what these, you know, these things irritate me because I know that's not the way the world's supposed to work. So they are telling you now that they retain the right now that they will change. You see, they're letting the African people know that the current theory, now they are saying it's not history we have about prehistory creation. It's theory. This is what this, under the ass of a dog, these white, idiots have the gall to write these things in a world history textbook. Now, to write something like this means you have to be fucking dogs, man. And fucking another man's thinking ass, not even one way wash. But one that is still stink of a thesis, man. Come on. You don't write these kind of stuff in a world history textbook and threaten to change the history. Not mythology, the history, but they come with their indecent and civilized self and write all these things like they are true. And if you don't see them to blast it, they continue until they pull the last throttle and nobody can say nothing to them. So I say now, the current theory of early human life might well be changed in a few years. You see? So they're going to work until they get to the point where they're going to say, that is changed. We prove that this is not that and all this kind of stuff. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So listen this now. When we are able to come right out and prove to them that they were the apes, okay, what are they going on to now? Change and say they were not the apes? Is that what they're going to say? When the book says, the earliest human-like creatures, let's see where they're going to put them, lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. That's them. That's the fucking ass, white people. It's not us. Like I say in this book, it already defined too wide a margin for them to change this. Unless African people sit back and let them just change the unchangeable. Called astropisicine. Astropisicine. And it says, our southern apes. Okay? They are southern apes. Remember, they were the flat face man of Kenya. In one section I just read. In this section, it is telling you clearly that the early human was hominids. And the next climax of humanity was Homo sapiens. And these hominids, when they turn Homo erectus, they begin to interbreed outside with the Homo sapien, Neanderthals. The next subgroup is Homo sapiens sapiens, us. So look, but they are threatening that maybe in a few years they will change what the prehistory says is human creation, fertilization in vitro in glass tube. And they come out of the hominid where it exists from long time back, so it gradually developed. And they are telling, you know, like, oh, you know, although modern science has given us more precise method. Where they get the precise method from? These white sodomites, you know, from when they are trying to stop intelligent people from talk about the solar system and all that kind of stuff. This body fucker juke them. You know, these are the kind of stuff they talk. So is that if we don't raise up our intelligence and begin to really read seriously and know what these guys are doing into the most honorable book and informative book that we cannot afford these kind of information. Just as the Bible that they have here. Take the shithouse Bible out of the African territory. Because the Bible creation story is not not above fucking a dog. It's not about fucking a dog. Okay? All of these things that they have written so far, the Bible, and write all these things in the world is a textbook. They must be edited out. Because you cannot allow the next generation of African people to read these kind of stuff that they have in the world is a textbook here. It's not everything in the world is a textbook here. I mean, I would say that about. But right in here, they seize opportunity to insert these little pockets of fucking dog nonsense in a book that don't deserve to have this kind of a fuckery that they're putting in there. You see what I mean? So the only way these things can be said is when somebody will not respect these fucking ass white people and respect them like they are civilized. No, the trace in the history don't, not even one time place them into civility. Not one time. So you can stay out there and follow the church fucking dog type of a concept where these people batty man homosexual faggots them, no matter who they are or how much money they have, it wasn't there all along. 2,600 years they didn't have a dime, except they sold it at the Bronze Age. All the names and titles that they put to themselves, they use it from the African people. That's what they do. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. these people who just learned to speak, and I show you how they began to speak. Take them up on it, and you see what happened. So this is telling you that they are the southern apes. These flat-faced men of Kenya. So, you African people out there who have been, you know, put down by these white people who put themselves on top of cloud nine, watch them fall down to the earth and talk out of the dust, you know, and like they have unclean spirit, because that's what is really happening to them. We don't need them around us, okay? And they want us to feel like we need them. I mean, I don't know. When do we need these folks? If you don't know about them, that may be the case, you know, because when you don't know, you don't know. However, they are losing their space gradually. And so, I tell you, yes, they are the southern apes by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in the eastern and southern Africa. They were the first hominid. Come on, man. Well, you know, the gods are considered far away up in Nibiru. But I tell you what, they do a lot of things on this earth. They have this super science knowledge. When these sodomites are talking about, you know, they are the ones now who can give us more precise reading of prehistory. Imagine that. Honest fucking white people are telling us Africans that they know more than the gods who built the pyramids and all these other things all around the world. And all they have for themselves is Pope apologize for sins of Catholics from antiquity to present day. Evils, right? And the things that is what they have done to the African people over the last 2,600 years, the document list falls the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Listen, that's what they have. What we have is this. When time began, by Zachariah Sitchin, the gods came to earth thousands of years ago to usher in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, Nibiru, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through habited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past. Pinpointing with astonishing accuracy and with pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. That's what we have, my friends. It's up to you. How, what are you seeing, what are you hearing from what I am reading and what I am arguing? It's up to you to either believe what you don't know or to identify with knowledge what you can see. And so, this is where we are. And having this much time left, about 40 minutes to go, I'm going to try to tell you what I have as the main feature for what I intended to present. And this is it. Imagine the summary of church. Used Inquisition in 1220 AD. Law that kills the African hybrid Homo sapiens people. They call the black people today. AD Anno Domini is a criminal invention. Has nothing to do with authentic government rule throughout hundreds of thousands of years. They can't make no law for African people. None whatsoever. How much time must I say this? But African people are, as it were, in a semi-coma. They don't understand what I'm saying. Because it sounds too far-fetched to be true. These people are at work 2,600 years working at destroying what must be preserved, and that is people's sanity. What you are thinking, and what you're thinking must represent the fact of your origin, indigenous knowledge, and they have been working at the African people faculty. What I have just read a while ago are, worse than a dead frog stinking up the place when they are challenging and saying they have more precise way of telling how prehistory origin, how the facts of it, how civilized mankind came about, because civilized man never come out under AD Anno Domini. So we have got to know what we are reading. When they are saying stuff like what they are saying, is that they are far, in the gross disrespect. This is what is called, and the gods has given them over to a reprobate mind. They want as much fresh on us to fuck these white people. Why you think they make law to marry two fuckers? Why do you think in America right now, you can go and marry the fucker. How do they come here and do this? Because Africa sits on their butt over there and give them the ability to do it. It sounds frightening, but it's true, and I can't do anything else but talk the truth. You see? But throughout the world, can go there. Only the truth. And remain the truth. These guys evangelized the world with Jesus, right? How did they do it? Why did people believe, not have knowledge, but believe? Now, so it may go, spread it all over the world. And people come to believe it. But, you know, examine the word believe. And you'll find out that when people believe what they don't know, don't crack the ground. They cannot pass the test if they are given one. But if the gate is open for believers to go through, of course, everybody can go through. But if you are to take a test to pass whether or not what you believe in makes sense at all, you can't pass that test. You see what I mean? So believers in what? Take a little process on that and see where Christian believers end up. They end up in the lion's den and get their bone cracked up. You see? Because believing in what you don't know means that you are not unable to understand things to keep you from danger because you believe things you're not supposed to believe. So Christianity don't have anything in there to give you any substance of tangible things that has a link with intangible. If the link is not there, tangible with intangible, you don't have anything going for you. When you go talk about you go to a church, it's simply because you haven't read anything that tell you how to fix your brains. Fix your brains. Because you believe a whole bunch of kuro nonsense when a gossip. That even when somebody read to you the truth, it can't digest inside of you because guess what? They immune your system to what is true and tell you, you know, if the natural man don't understand the things of the spirit because they are spiritually discerned. No, Gusta. But you believe that? Because nobody taught you anything else. All right, here we go. The Elohim gods. World kingship government existed ages ago. Did you know that? I told you before. Prior to Europe white people miscegenation with African hybrid Homo sapien people. There is, therefore, no legal authority to allow the uncivilized sodomite European continued criminal occupation of once civilized, orderly kingship ruled society cannot afford for them to occupy. Cannot allow the criminal occupation of the once civilized, orderly kingship rule society. Got to get them out. You got to get them out now. When you come into your safe dwelling, you don't find it. And when you come in, and then after midnight, you are no more. You're dead. Because the gods are going to blow you away when you go to your sleep. The tornadoes up in Kentucky, if you think I'm joking, you know, take a look at up there, right? 70 people, is a lot of people, and 100 people are a lot of people, you know, to just wipe out like that. But look, that is not anything, because these sodomites wipe out Nagasaki and this other place out there. That they kill, I mean, people that you can hardly count. Yes. Nagasaki. And Hiroshima. Yes, this is the next one I want to remember. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The amount of people that they killed, this was in about 1945. The amount of people that they killed. You see? The amount of people that they kill is a big, is too big a number. You know, with this stupid homosexual laws that they begin to fight. But they didn't fight any war during the time of 1.5 million years in Europe. Did they fight any war? And who are they killing now? It's not their own people. It's Africans. You see, and at the rate that they destroy people's sense of accountability, a lot of African people don't think that the Chinese are Africans. You see, they come and split up people in this way that people don't know themselves. They don't know who belong to them from that. You see, so you read what they did in Nagasaki, the city, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Read it and you will see what these same fucking dog white people do. Like you see them sitting on white people now, like white people are nothing but a piece of roadside shit. Okay? And you will think, why am I talking like this? Well, you keep on asking why I am talking like this. And you don't want to know. And especially if you come from Europe origin, you don't want to know either. You want to be called Romans, though. Yes. Where you get it from? You can't tell. You just cannot tell. Where you learn to be priest from? Roman Catholic priest. Where did you learn it from? I mean, the principle of it. The book tells that they worship the gods. Long before they make up Christianity, they were worshiping polytheism gods. These fucking ass white people. Now they want to come and make African people think that they're not coming from anywhere. Who is not coming from anywhere? They're wearing clothes now like you. And it's the reason why they can tell you that and dress up into all kind of stuff. You see? And they turn us into idiots worshiping Jesus, you know, and Adam and Eve from a garden. So by the time, no, you have to agree. The fact that we believe in them thing, you got to understand that something went wrong with our brain, right? So as long as you believe that Jesus there in the church that you're going to, now you will remain separated from yourself and the other people that you should unite with. You cannot be united because these fuckeries put all kind of stuff into our head and divide us. They know what, I mean, when they come here, they use all kind of a poison and stuff like, and chicken pox and kill off the African people here. Or who you think they are? They're gaining grounds and shifting themselves to look like more and more decent human beings. But the history tell you that they were the flat-faced man of Kenya at one time. Okay? The ape, southern apes. It's them. It's in the World History textbook. And you'd want to know why I'm talking like this. Get your fucking ass out of the African territory. Every square inch of it. Get out. Because guess what? It's coming after you. And when it comes after you, it's going to take you and you don't remember that you existed. That's what it's coming to. And if you don't know, it's going to happen. Ask the people up in Texas. ask the people up in Kentucky and all over the states where F5 tornado sweep away people and what they have, and they run back. All their church went. The churches that were properly built, and people seek shelter in them when weather time, bad weather come in. All those were gone up in Kentucky and these other places, because the fierce wind is the wind of the gods. Honest fuckers are so presumptuous to take over the African territories. Okay? And if you don't know, those people up there, if they could talk to you after they're dead, they would tell you, say, hey, get out of America here. But because they're coming after the rest of you. That's what they would tell you. And my friends, listen. I am telling you. And so, I am telling you that imagine the summary of the church used Inquisition, 1220 AD. They use this law of 1220 AD, the Inquisition. That's the Roman Catholic Church. It's their terrorist gang, Inquisition and Crusades. And this law they made, 1220 AD law, to kill black people. And what are the elements of it? They force you to become Christians back in 1220 AD, back in them time. They have made progress. Don't have to do as much of those things anymore, because civilization is going against them. Civilization is getting stronger and stronger against them, against their sodomy, right? And I imagine they are trying to roll back, you know, some of their more grisly, laws that they created that kill you if you don't accept the Church of Jesus Christ. So they make a lot of progress over time now where people are accepting Jesus Christ willingly. Mm-hmm. The intimidation and killing, it give them a good grip where people are acting off their fears now rather than fact. And then they confiscate your property. By this law that I just tell you about, these are the things that they have into that law provision, and it's not law. It's fucking shit. Fucking shit. It's not law, because no civilized law, no homosexuals. So when they come now and talk about they have civilized law and law of the land, you got to be somebody with your head gone, your brain is gone, because you should have known where civilization is coming from and where the world is right now. And when you don't know who did it, is not nothing good happen, something bad happen, why your brain, your delicate brain, falling apart. That few centuries ago, your ancestors, right here, twelve twenty, where they wrote these laws, are this law, these legislation, by this AD Anadamani. According to them, that is the foundation of authority, AD Anadamani law. How did they make AD Anadamani law for African jurisdiction? How did they get to do that? They didn't. They get Africa to sit back and allow them to go forth and do what they want to do.
Africa don't say nothing, right?
They have the government of kingship to rule the entire world. You read that in the Bible. And they write it in the Bible because they know it, that power was given in history to the African people. It's a pre-history ordinance. And we don't know. We don't know. But they kill you, take away you know, the property where you have. They confiscate it. Under bogus law, fucking nothing, nothing law. There's nothing under there to make them become legitimate government. Nothing. But they would want to convince you that if you go down to where they have a courthouse and you have a case there and you're going to say, well, look, I am an African. This is an African country. There is, you show me what you do to make it not. And where I look at my skin, don't belong here, and you do. Show me what you do to do that. Because I know every gun and something of metal that you have, you get it from us, where we begin to make them at the Bronze Age. You tell me what kind of a tangible and intangible arrangement you come to, or process that you come to, for you to be sitting in front of me and judging me, an African person, of the African law, or the one that you make out of your fucking ass. And that would be the end of it. That would be the end of it. If you go there, all you need is the knowledge of what you're saying and burn him with it. And that would be the end of it. That's exactly what is going on. They're a sodomite. How can they be sodomite of this control? Saving? They get some idiot Africans to tell them, go ahead, and put us in a ship. Millions of us. One of the ship named Jesus, I'm told, that take us out. They couldn't overthrow a king unless Africa wave them, you know, good luck. Say, go ahead. We won't mess with you. That's what they did. Now, for me to be sitting here and talking about this, what do you think goes through my head? What led me to this point where I'm here? I'm out here now, right now. Is there any historic fact that is alive today why I can sit here and talk this and know that when these faggots kill their president, four president they kill, most of the call it, say, one every 100 years, they kill one of them presidents. What is to stop them from killing me? That is pushing the fork underneath their root. And their root is A.D. Anadamani. Everybody come talking all kind of this and that, and they're not moving anywhere because they have A.D. Anadamani and they have the police force. And I'm telling you, they don't have any force, no police force. It's all a hoax, okay? And all of the taxes that they're taking and all of the whatever they call the kind of funds that they claim that they are collecting and stuff like that, they don't have any right here, period, more to talk about. They are taking something from us. You see what I mean? So nobody speak the truth that has the power in there. You talk all kind of nonsense. So these guys just laugh after them because they know that, look, they could make and remake every honest fucking revelation of law they want, and no black people is going to come up to them and tell them anything that makes sense. That's what they know. That's what has been happening over the past 2,600 years. But the opportunity is still there for us to do it. And I am doing it now because nobody at all faced me. You see what I mean? Nobody faced me. When I am on Twitter, I'm writing and I'm asking Trump, I'm asking their top lawyer, you know, tell me about the Constitution. And they're not answering. Now, if I can do it up there, where the president and all the big law people are, and they're not answering, that, you know, I mean, if you say you, if you anywhere at all, like I'm on radio now, and I say a threat that I am going to kill someone, they would send the police over here and arrest me. They would arrest me. And worse, if you say you're going to kill the president. Worse, if you ever utter that. Because the law, for them law, don't allow that. Right? And I wouldn't be out of my mind to say something like that. Because when our ancestors give them the right to control us with some law, you have to go through a certain process to knock out this law before you begin to break him, because that is what is in force under the perception that it is the law, right? So you have to go through the right process to null in acknowledgement, null, invalidate what them have. Now, I'm invalidating it right now. And I'm telling you, if you not to commit no crime that for them come and say them arrest you with them army and then navy and stuff like that. But on occasion where they say they're going to like do and this and that because you owe them taxes, and you can prove that, look, I don't owe you a dime of taxes. And now, if you want to find your fucking ass back where you come from in Europe, you keep on this process because, look, you have to put me on trial. Okay? You got to prosecute me and put me on trial, and then I will tell you who. You see what I mean? Because they cannot handle the truth. They only handle people who can eat food and fuck ass or fuck whatever they want for fuck. The point is, it's time to get done with it. People hear me talking like I'm a madman here because they don't understand nothing that I'm reading and saying, so they don't know if I'm right or wrong. They more think that I'm wrong. I know what I'm saying. I know what's going on because I read, you know, prehistory and post-prehistory. I know what I'm talking. So send me a Secret Service. Right? Send me anyone who is able to resolve what they may think. But the thing is, they know they don't have anybody to talk and resolve anything I say. They know what I say and the depth of what I say, and I am no different from an alligator that is swimming underwater. And if you come and begin to lap up some water close to where I catch you, I drag you like I drag a lion when he might try to drink water. I'm pull him underwater and him not coming back out. I'm going to heat him. Heat him alive. Basically, what I'm saying is the truth, like the ocean where the alligator is in. Right? If I have the knowledge of the truth and they decide that they want to arrest me, how would they arrest me? I mean, they can arrest me and put a padlock on my mouth. You see what I mean? And then if when they realize that I know what I'm saying and they know what they are doing, all you have to do is ignore me. Ignore me. And if I'm not stupid, let them catch me somewhere and, you know, and I disappear and nobody can tell where I'm I am at. You know, if they don't have a way to get rid of what I'm saying, they will have to deal with the consequence. And this is the position that they are in because I'm not an idiot. like some people think I am. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm telling you, how long am I telling you? They are ordered, I tell them, with my own mode, they must go back where they come from. I tell them that. How much time I tell them that? But they are the top heavy homosexual. I mean, they're too big. They're too mighty. They don't remember they come from Europe. But I'm telling them, you know, I mean, so often that they, you know, they don't have no kind of civilized right to be in our territory. So when you see fierce hurricane coming for them when they fall asleep at night, and even if they go down in the bunker down below, the fury will come down there on them. It's written. But they don't care about that. They don't care about that. They think that nobody's going to stop them from carrying on their Yom Naya sodomite culture practice. And they learn about law now, and they, you know, they want them to be just like man and woman when married. You know, two men is just the same equal. There's no difference. And I'm saying, look, your fucking ass need to go back where you born and grow, man. Where your parents come from. Okay? Where your ancestors come from. Get out. Because we spell a lot of trouble for you now. Once our eye come open, and we going to pray to our God and say, hey, look, all right, we stop walking down the church road and believe. We embrace the knowledge from above. And that's it. All right. So here it goes. Here it goes. There is therefore no legal authority to allow the uncivilized sodomite Europeans' continued criminal occupation of one civilized, orderly kingship rule society. We are resetting our society, and white sodomite people, because they gain the opportunity by Africa. Africa don't own kingship. They are giving the right to operate kingship, and if they dereliction of duty, if that's their business, they're gonna pay for that. But any one of us with a brain have the right to take the stand, right? And spit the fire out. And ain't nobody is going to stand up to it. So, it's imperative. Out. It's imperative. Out. They must go. No joke about that. Ask those people over Kentucky. Ask them what happened up there. So I am telling you, they must go. It is imperative that they go. And if they go, you know what the result is going to be. Ask the dead one them and see if they can answer you what happened. They can't tell. They're gone. Right? Well, it's not any difference to those who yet to come, because it's not the first tornadoes. Right? And especially, how many of them touched down up there? Quite a few of them. The big bad one that go down in history. F-E-F. Tornadoes. That's right. So I'm telling you, the situation where civilized life is, and where, as you know, because our people slacken up and do all these things that they go face these white serpent, talking serpent. Now you know, when you read the Bible, what talking serpent really is. It's not what you think it was all along. It's these faggot white people who interbreed and become the talking serpent that they write in the Bible. That's the only way they know to do that. Okay? So if you think any white people serve a good purpose among African people, you're wrong about that. It doesn't matter how some of them might appear nice and stuff like that. That's not the way it is viewed. These are a people who subvert their own species and become talking, what they call Yamnaya culture, okay, and keep it secret. But now, here it is, and nobody was going to volunteer and tell me, but now I find out, okay? No, you can stop thinking that there was some kind of serpent. God can't do anything. That's not true. God, a real God don't do any and anything. They do what is right. A God, good God, do what is right because God is perfect. God cannot be imperfect. No, so now you get confirmation. Say, oh, I always think about it. A them interbreed with our people and now them start talk. You see, because they're not the same anymore. They go through, they lose their ugly, flat face of Kenya with the Neanderthals, you know, the southern apes. That's where they're coming from, and they, you know, they transform themselves. So that's why they're unstoppable unless they are stopped doing the things that they're doing because they don't know any better about what they're doing, man. They don't sorry for you when they do what all of these evil stuff to you, you know, or when they catch you, say, lock you up someplace and use some stick and rot out your ass and all them kind of thing. They love when they do those things to you. Okay, well, you stay there. Read about the Inquisition and you will find out. It's the chief that they sent out of the church to kill black people and do them all kind of stuff, man. Come on. It's the worst crime on earth. The Inquisition did. You see what I mean? So you can stay there and don't understand what Christianity is. All right. So it goes on. It's imperative order. Order of the deities. Get out. It is written so. If you were reading the places in the Bible that tell you certain things, that is anti what they tell you in Genesis Christian story. You know what is written there too. Okay? The 1220s was the decade of the Julian calendar, which began on January 1st, 1220, and ended on the Mongols' defeat. Two Georgian enemies around Tbilisi, but lack the will. How did the Catholic Church abuse its power in the Middle Ages? Church abuse their power? Church should not abuse their power. Isn't that of Christ? Isn't Christ a holy thing? No, not at all. Christ don't like women. Like men. And his father tell him not to carry no woman with him because a woman first, disobey in the garden. None of that not true. Because God say, him tell a lie when the serpent say, God know that the day you eat of the fruit, you shall be wise as gods. And God say, you know, now they are wise after they eat the fruit, knowing the difference. You don't read all those things and make sense of it, do you? When you believe, that's what you do, when you believe. But if you're reading and reading facts, those things don't make no sense. All right, so it goes on. Catholic Church was plagued by corruption. You hear that? Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. Oh, people still have got Catholic Church. What them want there? Right? Catholic Church was plagued by corruption and scandal in the late Middle Ages. In order to increase revenue, the church began the practice of selling indulgences. Indulgences were basically documents issued by the church entitling their owners to various spiritual blessings. You hear this? I mean, these people are down in the filth bottom and say, call it a church. And African people don't discover that. The Roman Catholic Church was powerful because it was the only major institution left standing after the fall of the Roman Empire, which is their church. It had a pervasive presence across the European continent. You're talking about these guys are possessed with demon coming out of the graveyard. It became a repository of knowledge, maintaining to the beast of its ability. You see that? What kind of knowledge them have? The wisdom of the Roman Empire. No, they are not Romans, you know. And Africa allowed them to call themselves Romans and are assumed to be the Roman king where them kick out of power. Black people don't prove to have no sense here when it comes to this. Okay? Which is the key thing that would have stopped all the dilemma that is going on. What were three examples of corruption in the Catholic Church? What were the abuses of the Catholic Church before the Reformation? A pure evil. Evil never come from no other people but them. The church, Christianity. But you know, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are about 4.5 million Native Americans can native in the United States today. That's about 1.5% of the population. What do you make of that? African people, they're not doing anything right now, straightforward, to remove these people because they're still a part of the church. It's amazing that they don't read well enough to realize that Christianity could never be something that favors or that was in history at all, that belongs to polytheism. BC and AD has a red line drawn to it because you can't operate a civilized world with AD and Adam and Eve because that's the evil that came in to destroy civility from time immemorial. You see? So African people who claim to be reading, well, you know, and reading is not their problem because they have university degrees, they don't read good yet. They can read and make money, but they're not reading to make, you know, intellectual money. No, they are making money where the white people decide to give them when them value that much to their system. That's what is happening. Okay? But they still don't understand word science process yet. Thank you for tuning into the program. It's all over now. No more time. So, hope that you hear something that you want for yourself as a knowledge, because you have to walk alone with this. Nobody can give you the knowledge to make you who you're supposed to be. And it's only when you make up your mind to live the truth and depend on the truth to preserve you, then you're not afraid of anybody. But when you think that, oh, you know, this and that is going to happen to you and stuff like that, I'm not concerned about, you know, any being arrested or something like that. I'm not committing no kind of a, like, societal infractions or nothing like that. So clearly, using common sense, you do what is okay. But when anything should come up that you must stand up and, hey, just tell the truth. Well, you know, that's where your turf is. You pick your fight. Okay? So take care, and I hope you are blessed.